Now, is it really the wand or the individual that is really focusing this energy?
It is the individual. The wand is a tool.
Absolutely.
Okay, so when
so it could be anything, right? As you said.
Well, I made up a word, and the word is extensio humeris. It's a Latin sounding, and this is, I'll give you the my definition of a wand. A wand is an unusual tool that allows one to travel between alternate realities by unconventional means. I'll give you, that's a mouthful, so I'll say it one more time. A wand is an unusual tool that allows one to travel between alternative realities by unconventional means. Wands all belong to a family called extensio humeris. And what is that? That is a tool that you hold with your extended arm, more or less. Humerus being an arm bone. Okay, so earphones, I would not consider a wand. They're not focusing your energy, okay? A goldfish is not going to be a wand, right?
Right.
Now, a guitar can be a wand because that's something you're holding with your arm. A baton, you know, most people when they think of wands, they think of what is actually a baton. A baton being a stick more or less about a foot or so long. We've seen conductors at an orchestra wave a stick in front of the orchestra and move the orchestra in the way. That's a baton. That's a wand. But a can of Coke is not a wand, okay? So when you start to understand what wands do, the process, then you start to understand what can and what cannot be a wand. So everything cannot be a wand. But many things can be wands that typically we don't even consider. For example, a pen or a pencil can be a wand. Okay.
How did you tie this into the possibilities that you can travel to other dimensions?
Oh, well, this was personal experience. At the brain lab, when I learned about clicking my amygdala forward, and directly as a result of my experiences at the brain lab, I don't want to give the book away, so I'm not going to tell people where the Book of Wands originated. Okay, I don't like people who give away the plot of a movie before you see the movie.
No,
so I'm not going to go.
No, I understand.
But give me your question one
more
time.
We're talking about other dimensions.
Oh, it was just these things.
See, you didn't click on your amygdala there.
Well, I did click on my amygdala, and these things began to happen to me that I had no explanation for, and after a while, I soon recognized that these things were occurring because of the manner in which my energy was being focused. And sure enough, as I began to reflect on my life, I saw that all of these events were tied to the way in which certain types of tools were engaged in my life. It might be a saxophone, or it might be a paintbrush, or it might be a guitar. In fact, it could even be a keyboard or a camera.
All right, give me examples how you would use that then, these various things that you just mentioned.
Well, I tell one story. This is a really good example. I'll give you this one. Shortly after, I think I was on Coast to Coast one time after this happened, but I fell down my basement stairs.
All the way down?
I had been building a solar collector in my backyard, so I put my painting supplies. I put one of, you know, those little rollers that go over a paint roller?
Yeah.
Those little fuzzy things? Well, I had one in a plastic bag, and I didn't use it, so I just put it on my basement step, and I forgot about it. So the next time I went down to the basement, I stepped on the paint roller inside the plastic bag, and it was like taking off on a ski jump.
Yep.
And I went up in the air, and I came down at the bottom of the steps, and I landed on my lumbar vertebrae.
Oh, my.
And I was okay. It smarted pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I got up, and I thought, okay, I can still walk, and I'm okay. So I walked around for a month, and then about a month later, one day, I found that I couldn't get up off the floor. I was on the living room floor. And suddenly, I essentially was paralyzed. And at that point in time, I came to, I would say, a fork in the road. And ahead of me was I went to the surgeon, and I called him Dr. Frankelstein.
Well, you must have been panicking.
Well, it was like, I don't know if panicking was the right word, because I'd studied brain self-control long enough that I wasn't panicked. But I didn't know enough about physiology, or I didn't know anything about back injuries.
And what was paralyzed? The legs?
I had ruptured the discs in my L4 and L5. So I completely pinched the sciatic nerve on the right side. And I had lost the feeling in that leg, and it was excruciatingly painful. I couldn't walk. It was just the ruptured discs got worse and worse after the fall, to the point where finally I couldn't even get up off the floor.
Right. Just crimp that nerve, and that's it.
Yeah, it just came on very, very suddenly. And, I mean, that afternoon I'd been riding my bike. I came home, and then, click, it just... So I had gone to the back surgeon, and he says, well, this is what we can do. What I'll do is I'll cut open your back, and I will remove the bone from your spine, and then I will excise the discs, and then I'll put in the space-age material, and then I'll screw some plates and rods into your back, and I think this will work.
I think this will work.
And I started to investigate it, and only to my dismay, I found that, well, you know what? Although he was quite optimistic, because this would have sent him on a trip around the world, that kind of surgery in my type of injury was not terribly, there was nothing guaranteed at all. And it was a very risky type of thing. It was exceedingly expensive. And so I was looking for another universe. I was looking for an alternative reality. And I found it. And the people that worked with me were, sure enough, travelers, I will call them. And they used wands to help me recover. And very clearly recall, after working with these people and their wands
in this other world or dimension.
Yeah, and right? You know, the surgeon who I went to, he had absolutely no. It was like he was living. He was living in one universe, and in his universe, the only way I could recover would be under his knife.
Yeah,
that was his universe.